Seabright Wave smartphone-powered AR headset claims widest field of view, heading to Kickstarter for $150. February 6, 2015, by Scott Hayden. The latest prototype design of a new augmented reality device was unveiled at last month's CES. Seabright Wave is an AR headset that plans to use the graphical power of your smartphone to make augmented reality a low-cost affair. Seabright claims that the Wave has the widest field of view of see-through AR devices in its class, a poignant advantage given the commentary of the narrow field of view on Microsoft's recently revealed HoloLens. Much like Google Cardboard leverages the power of the smartphone to make for a low-cost VR headset, the Seabright Wave aims to do the same for AR. Targeted initially towards phones in the 6-inch class, like the iPhone 6, Nexus 6, and Galaxy Note 4, Seabright says the Wave has the, quote, widest field of view of any see-through display out there, end quote. Heading to Kickstarter in March, starting at $150, the Seabright Wave is set to arrive with a companion controller that's visually tracked. Seabright's first-party application suite, SDK, and software-sharing platform are also set to be released upon completion of the crowdfunding campaign. The company has made significant changes to their previous design, which we saw last year during the 2014 SVVR Expo in May. Road to VR's Ben Lang spoke with Seabright's CMO, Simon Solotko, to learn more about the device. Note, in the interview, it's stated that the Kickstarter will launch in February, but the company has since updated us on their timing.
Hey folks, this is Ben from Road to VR at CES 2015. We're here at the Seabright booth to find something a little bit different than the usual VR stuff that we're checking out. So we're looking at a lightweight and low-cost augmented reality display that is based on a smartphone. So what's the pitch here?
Sure, Ben. Ben, this is the Seabright Wave. The Wave is a see-through augmented reality head-mounted display system that uses your smartphone as its platform for compute and display. And the optical path we've designed allows you to provide a very clear, wide field of view augmented reality display or virtual reality display attached to your smartphone associated with the head-mounted display system.
Okay. And so we saw a prototype version of this. I saw it for the first time back at SVVR Expo, and we're showing an updated prototype, but it is a very different, basically, display design than this. How is this different from that?
Ben, one of the things we've seen is you have to have a very good understanding of what people want to put on their head. And our original prototypes provided a very good visual experience. With the Wave, the objective was to get a really good ergonomic experience, a better aesthetic experience, so that developers and consumer enthusiasts alike can start to experiment with see-through augmented reality. So what was unique was really getting the form factor right, as well as continuing to improve the visual experience and the quality of the augmented reality or virtual reality image.
So someone may be able to have a VR smartphone adapter, let's say Google Cardboard, but if they want to do AR, this is the path, right?
Absolutely. So Google Cardboard is a wonderful solution for bringing virtual reality to a demoable experiential state for lots of consumers. With a Wave, we're similarly able to get see-through augmented reality into a really low cost. You see a lot of solutions which are doing fully integrated smartphones plus smart glass. That's a very expensive solution. If you're a developer who wants to experiment with web-based or Unity-based development for see-through augmented reality or virtual reality, this is a great option. In fact, probably the only option to do it with a high-quality, wide field of view experience.
And so what is the plan going forward from here? How can people eventually get involved if they're interested in this?
Awesome. So we're reaching out to developers and enthusiasts on Kickstarter in February. The Kickstarter will be for the whole system. The system will include our 9-degree of freedom optically tracked remote and the Seabright Wave display. And those will be available on Kickstarter for less than $150. Again, we're trying to reach out to developers, and we have all sorts of different kinds of people who want to develop these experiences. Enterprise or an industrial AR has been, of course, an area of long interest, but also gaming and media and entertainment. With this initial Kickstarter, our hope is that we reach out to all of those people looking to explore and develop those applications and begin to build an ecosystem around stereoscopic see-through augmented reality.
And so we talked a little bit about the benefits of going from your prototype design, which was certainly much larger and heavier, to this design where the phone is mounted horizontally. How does that change the approach to everything?
Very good. So in the initial design, the orientation of the phone was different, and it sat here. But in the Wave, as you can see, the entire system is sitting horizontally, and then the optical attachment is here. That configuration is really the primary difference. Also, we're able to take advantage of your smartphone's camera, so we can do real-time augmented reality with computer vision.
And so how do you achieve that if the phone's horizontal?
Very good. The horizontal phone will be used in conjunction with a simple periscope, which will essentially allow the camera to bounce out. Over time, this could take many forms, but that'll be the simplest form that supports modern smartphones. We're going to support smartphones in the 6-inch class, so this will be platforms that VR developers are already doing stereoscopic content for. Things like the Galaxy Note 4 will also support iOS, will support the Nexus 6. All of those will fit into the version we'll have on Kickstarter.
And is there an SDK that's going to come out to make development easy, or are you going to go with web-based content? Because it all just comes right off the phone screen, right?
Sure. The SDK handles a number of useful functions. It flips the image to the appropriate orientation for this display. It also allows you to use our controller and the sophisticated potential 3D tracking that it permits. And it also helps to reorient the gyros, which normally in an AR experience might be here, allows you to use them in this orientation. In Unity, we also have things like camera position control and other things that are really important to immersive VR and AR experience development.
And it's not just for your kind of futuristic Iron Man crazy interface. You could also do stuff like watch movies on this, is that correct?
Absolutely. Not only can you do things like watch movies, play games based on Unity, you can also have web experiences. So you mentioned earlier, standards like WebGL, open standards that are on the web. I want people to be able to go to the augmented reality version of a website and simply see that experience when they're using this kind of platform. Every website could have an augmented reality experience associated with it that overlays cloud and social data on real space.
And so you said it was February for the Kickstarter starting under 150. I mean, I know it's still far out, but do you have any idea of how long you guys are thinking to be able to get it ready and get it to people after that?
Yeah, we're going to ship this year is the objective. And, you know, again, the design is not as complex as many of the other smart glass solutions that are out there.
Great. Well, thanks for chatting with me, Simon. I really appreciate it.
Ben, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Lang was able to try on the latest form factor prototype. It wasn't functional, so we can't comment on the field of view, but it was definitely more slim than earlier prototypes, which had the phone mounted vertically. For the final design of the Kickstarter device, the company is aiming for something even more sleek, but there's still a ways to go before we'd consider wearing it out and about. Although the Wave will overlay a see-through image before the user, should the AR content aim to interact with the world, the smartphone will have to rely on its own sensors to interpret the physical space around the user, a notoriously difficult challenge, even for specialized devices. We'll fill you in with more details on the Seabright Wave as the Kickstarter approaches in March.